Hi, my name's Brad Young, and welcome to the Change Podcast. Change, simple concepts that will change your life forever. Change stands for communication, habits, attitude, network, goals, and education. Today we're going to look at the stories in life or what makes it interesting. It's true. I mean, life is not interesting without stories. And so, it's something that, you know, it's kind of near and dear to me. It's just, when we look at the stories in life, you know, we have to look at the stories that we tell. We have to look at the stories that others tell about us. And, you know, we got to think about what stories we want to create going forward. So, I mean, you know, we've got stories of the past. We got our version. We've got stories that people tell about us, which is going to be their version. And we got the future. So, as we're looking at stories, are so important to the culture of every nation. And there's always stories that people tell. I mean, the thing of it is you know, when we look at a story, is this, you know, what's the lesson learned? You know, we also look at stories. You know, when people tell a story, are they the hero, the victim, the villain, or the guide? And it's funny how we switch in different situations. We are different, you know, we're different elements of that situation. You know, there's some stories that we are the villain. There's some stories we definitely are the victim. There's stories that, you know, we become the villain. And there's stories where the hero, and then, you know, we're the guide. So when I go and I look at it, I think about it, you know, I made a lot of stories there a few weeks ago. I was down near South America. You know, good stuff, man. We had a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we did almost die twice in the first few hours on the island. But that's, you know, but that's just kind of part of it. Things happen. So, you know, but as I was down there, you know, we're talking about all these stories. And that's what makes up, you know, that's what makes life worth living, you know, is the stories. And so we talked about all these old stories. And so, said to myself, well, we got to make new stories, you know, and I mean, with every group and every situation is different, but, you know, I make those new stories because it's what makes things interesting, you know. I mean, that, you know, when you want to go out and make a story, go have an adventure and have fun, and that's, you know, I've lived my life that way. I mean, I've been so many adventures, it's wild, you know, but I'm happy with it, you know. I've had a really good time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've enjoyed myself, and I've learned a lot of good lessons. You know, I've wrote books about stories from, I'm actually updating the 10 Rules of Dispatch Life and Business, and, you know, there's stories from transportation, and I'm going to, you know, as I grow and write more books, going to continue to add stories and things, because the more I talk with my mentor, she, pulls these stories out of me, you know, and you know, when we look at a story, we got to make sure that, you know, there's some type of lesson learned. And then, you know, there's some that, you know, when I talk about them, you know, they make me really happy. Some make me angry. Some make me sad, you know. And, you know, I was at that point not long ago, you know, where I was just, you know, I felt a little sad, you know, just not making the moments and the stories that I thought I needed to do. And so I didn't feel my life was very interesting, you know, when I went on a trip and, you know, made new friends and, you know, and you know, a lot of old friends, I figured out, you know, that the stories are what's everything. It's how you tell them, you know. I have one of those crazy memories where I remember visually everything. I mean, I forget visually, but, you know, I may not remember things, you know, if you tell me something. So that's what helps in storytelling, is because I can remember, you know, I can remember in detail things I even don't want to remember. You know, it's like a video reel. I have a fantastic photographic memory. It's just really, it's crazy, but, and that helps with stories. And so, but what I figured out is when I was getting, I had to go to Hot Springs, Arkansas, a little bit before the trip, and I had more fun talking about stories and things that happened than what was happening in my life right then. And so we all get to this point, You know, we all get to this point, you know, and when I realized that, I said, well, I got to make new stories. And so, you know, these are fun stories. These are funny stories. These are things that happen that are humorous, you know, adventure, things of that nature. So, you know, as we look at stories, also I hear people tell stories of just really bad stuff and they seem to be proud of it. You know, that's not the stories you want to create. You know, I mean, it's, you know, like when you go to a rehabilitation center a lot of times, I mean, you know, they tell these stories. I mean, these are, you know, these are sad, broken stories. And so is, you know, the thing of it is while they're in these places or like in the, you know, correctional system, things like that, when they're living these bad stories, what you need to do is turn around and figure out how you can create positive stories going forward. It's just like me and traveling more. I mean, I miss traveling so much, and it's not just the travel for travel. It's the people that I meet. I met so many people over the years. It's unbelievable. I mean, to think about how many people, I mean, that I've met over the years, had fun with, had adventures, did things. And I mean, I've just always been that person. I mean, that's, you know, it was my job for a lot of years, just taking people out and be, you know, trying to be fun. And I mean, and you're different things to different groups and different situations. So you got to remember that as well. So everybody's not going to say the same thing or feeling. But when we start breaking down stories and change and what we can do to take that story and make it into something. So you look at change, stories, I mean, you know, storytelling is communicating. When you're telling a story, it's communicating. And whether it's your version, somebody else's version, something in between, it's communicating. So just like stories that, you know, that people tell, it's a form of communication. And so what we need to do is look at that story and figure out, are the stories that you're telling, are they positive? Are they going to bring good things into your life? Or are they negative? You know, because, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that come to me and they tell me sad stories all the time. And they probably think that I'm uncaring, and I'm not uncaring. I understand, okay, there's sad stories. Bad stuff happens to people. But at the same time, they're living that story. So when you get yourself stuck in that place and you feel the need to tell people that story, what you need to do is stop right there. All right, it's a sad story. But let's take that story and let's turn it around and let's figure out how we can make it into a positive story. So the mentality is, you know, it's quite simple. You know, if you got a sad story, turn into something positive. Don't get on social media and whine and gripe and want everybody to feel sorry for you and teardrops and all that stuff. You know what? Figure out a positive spin. Something bad happens. Figure out how to make it into something positive. I mean, you know, that's where we go with them. When we look at stories and habits, so the habits that you have led to these stories. You know, it's just like me and, you know, and I'm known to definitely, you know, go out and like to have a good time. I mean, that's not a secret. It's not a secret anywhere. And it's something that I have to own. So those stories I have to own because, you know, I did all kinds of wild things over the years. And that's what's made me, that's what makes me, you know, and that's what made me make you. So, you know, you look at the habits that help create the stories and, you know, me getting into adventures and things like that, that's, you know, something that I wouldn't change, you know, because that's what's made me happy. It may not make you happy, you know, I mean, you may be proud to be, you know, maybe so proud to just be a straight line person that doesn't do anything adventurous, but that may be what makes you happy. So it may be the story that you want, that may be that positive story to say, hey, you know, I've spent the last 60 years being straight line and great, never did anything, never strayed, you know, anyway. That's great. You know what? If that's your positive story, that's your positive story. I mean, it's different, you know, and so I have to figure out what habits lead into better stories. Just like this morning, I was up at 3:45, started making videos early, already worked out, still got two more to go. And I mean, still got tons of work to do in between. And so I manage my time and I block it out. So those habits lead to the stories that I'm going to make in the future, good or bad. Because I'm working on, you know, doing more speaking engagements, but I've also got smart chain technology that come out way quicker than I thought it was going to be ready. Got the self-development factory, you know, I teach college, I do all these other things. And so I got to, you know, make sure that my habits, I'm getting up and getting this work done early so I'm able to capitalize and have that time in the afternoon to work on Smart Chain and go out and see people and do it. And I'm doing that. I mean, I've already got two very strong potential partners in that. They just popped in. You know, I mean, one venture capital, one just random. So we look at, you know, your stories. You know, it's your attitude. It's when people tell a story, it's their attitude. It's just like I hear people say, you know, how horrible another person was to them. You know, and every time I hear that, I think, well, what did you do to, you know, what did you do? And some people, you know what, they do, things happen to them and there's no rhyme or reason. But what they did is they put up with it. You know, I mean, you know, people tell sad stories all the time, but you put up with it. It's like, you know, it's like you've got a cheating spouse. Well, you know it before it happens. You know, I mean, you have an idea, your intuition. I mean, you know. I mean, it's like when I meet people, I can read you and I can tell so much about you out of just, you know, within a few minutes. I mean, sometimes a few seconds. I mean, and I'm not being judgmental. I'm being curious and I'm asking questions. I'm seeing how you respond. I'm looking at your body language. I'm paying attention to what you're saying and how you're saying it. So as we look at these stories, you know, we have to figure out what's our attitude in that story? Who's the network? So we go to that network. And so, you know, if we got a network of supportive people that are supporting your negative, whiny stories that's you're the victim and everything, the world's fallen, guess what? It's always going to be that way. Nothing's ever going to change, but if you have a network to hold you accountable and stops that, says, nope, I don't want to hear that garbage. I don't want to hear you whine. I don't want to hear you tell me what was on the news, how horrible everything is. You know what? Suck it up. You know, you need a network that's going to have you suck it up and move forward because you can turn things into good stories and positive stories, but you just got to suck it up. I mean, you know, no whining. So, you know, I'm big on that. So no whining, no bitching. So as we look at our goals, I mean, you know, when you look at your stories, you know, how do they match up with your goals? You know, some of my goals are to really enjoy myself. I'm going to go out of the country more this year, and I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to live my life because life's short. I mean, I'm 45 years old, and, you know, and I've said recently, I've had people that I know fairly well, you know, pass away in the last few years. And I mean, it's amazing to think about that. I'm only 45 and I mean, and had quite a few people. And so it puts things into perspective, you know, you can end at any moment. So we got to keep that in mind. So when you look at your goals, I mean, you know, make sure that you're matching something up. Don't always, you know, it's good to plan long term, but you know, you got to have some short term enjoyment. You got to make stories that you're proud of, that you're happy with in between times, because you know you're not going to make them all when you retire. I mean, you know, it's not always this great picture of, you know, because as you get older you get more tired. You're not going to feel like it. You're not going to want to do the same things that you did, so you miss out on your youth. And I've done that. You know, I spent a lot of years in college. I mean, a lot of years in school. And so as I did that, you know, I give up certain things, you know, and a lot of people were out partying and doing stuff, staying out all night. I mean, I'm working on my master's degree. You know, I mean, when I first moved back, I mean, I was working as a VP of a company. I was working on a master's degree at night. And so I didn't, you know, I didn't take time to socialize like I should, and it really affected me. You know, I didn't get to create any new stories during that time, but while the master's degree helped me, it's still, you know, I missed on those opportunities. And there's been a lot of times I've missed on opportunities because my goals did not match up with the stories I wanted to create. So make sure that your goals are matching up with what the stories you're going to create. And then, you know, education-wise, I mean, you know, you got to educate yourself. You got to, you know, read. You've got to work on all, you know, that's something very important because that's what, you know, when you educate, when you educate yourself, when you read books, when you seek out knowledge, the truth, when you look at data and stats, I mean, the story's going to change. So it's kind of comes back to attitude, but you know, when people just believe whatever they're told and they assume it because everybody around them says the same thing, they become part of groupthink, and the story that they tell is very different than the actual reality. I mean, you know, you got to realize there could be billions of people that believe something, it could be completely wrong. Just because billions of people believe it doesn't mean it's right. You know, the same thing is because your group believes this, that doesn't mean it's right. So, you know, step back and think about that on the education side, because I mean, now today in the world of disinformation, you know, you got to make sure, because that stuff's planted intentionally. It spreads so quickly, those stories and that negative tone, they spread so much more quickly than anything positive that you'll ever find. I mean, a negative story, you know, that was, or what is it? It's the old saying, you know, something about bad gas passes faster in a small town or something like that. So, you know, it does. I mean, bad news and negative things pass so much more quickly, and people are so more receptive to it than anything good. But it's because they're so negative. So that story that you're telling somebody else, or you're telling to yourself, make sure it's the truth. Make sure that you've actually thought about it. You've actually went through and said, you know, if everything's always burning down every day, is that really what's happening? Am I experiencing life, or am I experiencing TV? Am I experiencing other things? That story may make your life miserable. I know a lot of people, and they tell me they sit around and watch a certain couple TV stations, but everything comes out of them is just nasty, vile garbage. You know, it's just always negative. There's nothing positive. They're always angry. They're always upset, you know. I've talked to several people lately, and it's just like they feel like everything's burning down. It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen. But then when you go out and you look at the data and you go out in the world, you see that's not true. Because unfortunately, the world is starting to become more virtual. And that's not starting, it is. Than it is based on reality, what you actually see. You know, and the thing about it is, just because somebody in your local group feels that way and they all have to share the same opinion, don't mean it's right. So, you know, I'm going to finish up. This is a little longer, but I mean, you know, just remember, man, the stories in life are what make life interesting and what makes it worth it. You know, I mean, it does. So, I mean, whatever story that you're telling yourself, whatever story you're wanting to create, you're going to, you know, make sure it's something that you love and enjoy. No matter what it is, make sure it's something you enjoy and you're proud of. I mean, you know, those stories, I mean, they're all you're going to have left when you get old. I mean, you know, people always talk about their deathbed, but when you get to your deathbed, I mean, that's all you got left. You know, your stories and your memories before it's lights out. So make sure that you have enough to talk about, think about, figure out how you can improve on the bad stories. I've got so many bad stories I could tell, the things that have happened over the years. But what I do is I take those stories and I figure out a way to make them into something positive, make them into a learning lesson, make them into a life lesson. And so that's what we have to do. No matter what your situation is, you know, you got to be able to change your story and your narrative. Because if you don't, you know, life's always going to suck. Everything's always going to be burning down. Everything's always going to be a problem. So you don't change your attitude and change the story and your narrative of your life, you're always going to be stuck in that same place. You'll never get where you want to go. But thank you so much for listening. My name is Brad Young. Thank you all the great sponsors too. We got some, you know, pretty high level sponsors now, and so really, really happy with that. But thanks for listening, man. Have a great day, and I'll see you later.